Welcome to Choose Life, the radio teaching ministry of author, speaker, and Bible teacher Deborah Ross. All of us at one time or another will go through trials in our lives. So what impact do trials have on our faith in God? And what does the Bible say we should do about trials? Well, the first chapter in the book of James tells us to consider it joy whenever we face trials, because testing our faith produces perseverance. With more on this, here's our teacher, Deborah Ross, in a poignant conversation about how to persevere.
Today I'm with Sonia George, and Sonia is a really, really good friend of mine, a very special friend. She is a wife and a mother of three. And Sonia, tell me now, what are the ages of your children?
28, 25, and 20.
Fantastic. And Sonia, you have some other news, some really great news to tell us about today.
Yes, I have a granddaughter and I'm a grandmommy. She's 3 months old. And I also have a daughter that's getting married this year.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, Sonia, I'm so glad that you're here with me today on Choose Life Radio. And I know, Sonia, that you have seen your share of trials and hardships and disappointments in life, but God has been so good to you.
Amen.
And I think, you know, really, through your journeys, God taught you about perseverance. And today I want to talk about perseverance. I want to talk about how God taught you how to persevere when you were in the heat of a storm, when your life was just upside down and it just seemed like nothing was going right. Explain to me and to those listening, you know, what did God teach you about perseverance during this time?
Well, at first, I didn't really realize he was teaching me about perseverance. It started in the spring of 2007, and it seemed like every time I listened to a sermon, every time a song would speak to me on the radio, every time I picked up my devotion and my Bible, my quiet time, the perseverance was just being thrown at me every direction. And so after a couple of weeks, I thought, Lord, are you teaching me about perseverance? And he said, yes, I want you to learn about perseverance. And I'm like, okay. So I, you know, started studying. And at that time, I really didn't know what he was preparing me for. But in my heart, I just knew a storm was coming. I didn't know what it was. At first, I thought it was something to do with one of my daughters. Mm-hmm. Then I thought it might have something to do with my parents because they were older. Mm-hmm. But then at the end, I knew that it was in my marriage. You know, I just started just sinking into this scripture on perseverance. And so for 4.5 months, he just really, you know, just used all of these to teach me what I needed to do, even though I didn't realize that the storm was going to be as big as it was.
Right. Now, what is the scripture verse that you're saying that God really brought to your attention at this time in your life?
Well, the one that I think was the biggest for me was in James 1, 2, 3, 4, where it says, consider it pure joy. And consider, he showed me, was a mental exercise to think and to reflect. So consider it pure joy. And joy is not this happy, elated joy. It was a calm delight. Whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance, and that perseverance is patience, cheerful, hopeful, endurance, patient continuance. So perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and not lacking anything.
Amen.
So, you know, it's just, you know, I just had to sink down into, I didn't really know what it was going to look like or what it meant, but he just that, you know, if I persevered, mm-hmm. you know, because we can only control ourselves mm-hmm. and what, when we're going through something, what God is, we can only allow him to work in us.
That's right.
And so he was saying that if I persevered in, that I would become more mature and complete. And, you know, and that's what he did.
Mm. Now, in saying this, because you said you didn't know what you were going to have to persevere in, and then you said it, you didn't know that it was going to be your marriage. Can you give us just a little insight on what exactly that was?
Well, you know, for 4.5 months, I was just, you know, feeding off of these perseverance scriptures. And on July the 13th, it was a Friday in 2007, my husband, you know, told me and the children that afternoon that he wasn't happy and that he was leaving. Mm. And what was so interesting that I didn't realize until this week when looking back over my notes, that on my journal entry, my first sentence on my journal entry that day was, okay, Father, I'm ready for our adventure today. I'm believing you, God. And so through all this time that the Lord was teaching me about perseverance, I mean, my relationship was just growing so strong and so intimate with him, because he was preparing me for something, and he was just so real. Every time I opened the Word, you know, he gave me something to hold on to for that day.
Now, Sonia, at this time in your life, how many years had you been married?
I had been married for 23 years, and we dated 5 years before that, so I had known him since I was 17 years old. So.
Wow. Yeah, so this was like a crushing moment in your life.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, one of the things you never think will happen to you.
Yeah. And how long had you been a Christian at this point?
34 years.
34 years. Okay.
I wasn't expecting that.
So I would say that, you know, you, even though God was teaching you at this time about perseverance in particular, you had the Word of God in your heart. So even when this storm came into your life, you probably didn't know that you were prepared. You didn't, you know, you never had any inkling that you would go through a storm such as this. But at the same time, God's Word had prepared you in that you had His Word hidden in your heart.
Exactly. You know, it's those things that you hear on the newspaper and the radio, and you read about something that's happened to somebody, and you think, I could never make it through that.
That's right.
You know, and that's how this was. I never thought I would live the whole day.
Right.
3 days, 7 days, and for 40 months, you know, was how long this journey went. And we live for the day. And we have to believe God that day to stand firm on His Word and make it through each day.
Yes.
Because that's all we can do. If we thought we had a week or 2 years left to go through this storm, I would go under.
Yes, that's right. I know. Well, now, Sonia, tell me something else. Tell me about, okay, you've got the scripture verse, James 1, 2 through 4, that God has really been working, you know, speaking to you about. But I know God spoke to you about some other things, and I want you to point us in the direction of how you did that in light of perseverance.
Well, the Lord filled me with hope. You know, He's good, and He's faithful. He's in control. And just immediately came to Psalms 27, 13 through 14. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That is the here and now. Wait, that's my command. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Take heart and wait for the Lord. So I believe through the whole thing, I didn't know how long it was going to be. I didn't know what it was what's going to happen, but I knew that the Lord told me to be faithful on the day that He left. He, the Lord told me to tell Him that first I would be faithful to God and second to Him. And so there was no turning back, no matter whatever the circumstances were. That's what the Lord told me to do.
Now, Sonia, I want to stop you right there, because so many people today, probably even listening, you know, are thinking, you know, man, if my husband sat me and my children down and told us that he was leaving and, you know, and that he was interested in somebody else or whatever the case may be, I just don't think that I could, you know, be faithful to him, and he doesn't even love me.
Exactly.
How did you do this? How did you stay first faithful to God and second faithful to your husband?
Well, all I can say is it's God, because I don't think I could do it. And still, when I think back on it, I don't know how I did it, except that it was all God.
Yeah,
you know, because He was just so good. And I tell people so many times that it was, I just call it a bittersweet. Never have I had such terrible circumstances in my life. You know, my finances, my children's hearts are broken, their lives are turned upside down. Now I'm ahead of a household. You know, it was just overwhelming. But at the same time, never have I had the sweetest, most intimate relationship with the Lord. And He was just my best friend. He was my counselor, my guide, my teacher, my husband, my redeemer, my provider. He made a way when there was no way. You believe His Word, and then He comes through.
Yes.
And then you believe it. And then when things start crashing around, you know, and you see all these negative things, mm-hmm. that's when, you know, you just have to look up mm-hmm. and remember what he has done mm-hmm. and what he is doing mm-hmm. and what he has promised to do.
Hallelujah. That's good. That's real good.
I don't know exactly how you do it except that way.
That's exactly right. And I think you really touched on something bittersweet. I think mm-hmm. that's so true, because I know in my situation, that's exactly what it was. It was bittersweet. There's such a power, I guess you would say, in that bittersweet moment where you are so leaning on the Word of God. You're so leaning on Him for everything, for even the mm-hmm. air that you breathe that day. And while your heart is breaking for something that's going on in your family, yet your spirit is rejoicing because you are so close to the Lord.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It is. And, you know, that I can remember, I couldn't get out of my bed yeah. until I had a word from the Lord.
Yes.
And I would write it on my hand. I would write it on a note card. Mm-hmm. I had to carry, because I knew I would need something, because negative things were happening every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to have a word, because my brain would want to go the direction my circumstances are. And I had to be back aligned with the Lord.
That's like taking those thoughts captive. And that's so hard mm-hmm. to do, but we have to learn to take our thoughts captive.
Exactly.
And put God's word in and just take those negative thoughts and throw them out. But I know we were also going to talk about Romans 5, 3 through 5. And I'm just going to read this if I can. It's from the King James. It says, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." I love that. And I want you to quickly explain to us what that meant to you during this time.
Well, for me, it's, you know, I had to learn to rejoice in my sufferings.
Yeah.
And so that hope was a confident hope for me
mm-hmm.
that God went through this perseverance
mm-hmm.
and through Him changing my character,
mm-hmm.
that He was putting a hope, this confident hope mm-hmm. in me, that He had something good.
Now, Sonia, as we close out the show today, I want you to share with everybody exactly what did God do in your situation. And your situation's different than mine.
Exactly.
But you have a wonderful story because God is good.
Exactly. I prayed for my husband constantly mm-hmm. every day that, first of all, that he would just love the Lord
mm-hmm.
with his whole heart, soul, mind, and body.
Because
mm-hmm. I knew if that lined up, mm-hmm. everything else would fall in place.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my first prayer. My second prayer was that he would love me mm-hmm. and choose me and love me like Christ loved the church.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after 40 months, he did not choose me.
Mm-hmm.
He divorced me.
Mm-hmm.
And but God has brought a godly man into my life, and I've been married for almost 3 years, and he loves the Lord with his whole heart, and he loves me like Christ loved the church. This isn't the promised land that I was thinking I would be in. I thought it was going to be my husband,
mm-hmm.
my first husband,
mm-hmm.
but I did get a great gift from the Lord.
Amen. God is so good. He is so good.
He is.
Yes, he is. Well, Sonia, thank you so much for being with us today. And we've really, really enjoyed listening to what God has done in your heart and in your life and how God is faithful. He's faithful. And he says that you would not be ashamed when hope has its perfect work in you, that you would not be ashamed. And I see you as a beautiful woman of God. And just I see how God's working in your life and how he's blessed you tremendously. And truly, you are not ashamed.
Amen.
Amen.
Choose Life has been paid for by the friends and partners of Deborah Ross Ministries. Thank you for your support. Tune in next week for more Bible teaching with author and speaker Deborah Ross. Until then, go to DeborahRossMinistries.org for more encouraging messages, plus books, CDs, articles, partnership information, and how to stay connected with Deborah. Choose Life is committed to strengthening families, encouraging faith, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more at DeborahRossMinistries.org.